mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, today our guest is Barry Shamish, who certainly was an investigative reporter for almost 30 years in Israel, but because of threats against his life, he was forced to come to the United States, where, of course, he appears regularly with us and brings us information you're not going to get elsewhere. One of his most amazing stories, and he's going to be doing that this evening on our 9 o'clock program, Pacific Time, is the story of Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, why is that important? Well, that's important because most people believe the propaganda that's put out about the powerful Jewish lobby that controls the American government. And the idea being, of course, that if Israel were to attack Iran, why, they've already manipulated America into coming to their aid. Whereas the truth of the matter is, as Barry brings out beautifully in this discussion of Benjamin Netanyahu, that he, Netanyahu, is a protege of Henry Kissinger. He's been created by the Council on Foreign Relations. He is in a position of power in Israel today because of the Council on Foreign Relations, or at least what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they are telling him exactly what to do. Most of what's going on today is simply political show business, political theater, and everybody has it all backwards. It is the people who control the American government who want a senseless war with Iran, because it doesn't make any sense for Israel to be involved in something like that. It's too vulnerable, but obviously Netanyahu is playing his part, just like most world leaders do. They simply play a part. Barack Obama is simply a front for the people who control him, as was certainly George W. Bush before that and Bill Clinton before that. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense. But today, this morning, why Barry's going to talk on a different subject, he's already given the talk here on Benjamin Netanyahu last week, I think it was, and I thought it was very important. But I think it's important that you in the audience realize that nothing is it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, to straighten out what reality really is, here's Barry. Good morning, Barry. What are we going to talk about today?
Oh, just odds and ends, but you mentioned an Iranian attack. Well, we know that Iran will be going nuclear in 7 days because Russia sold her nuclear rods for her reactor, and they're going to be put in 1 week. That's it, 1 week. After that, Iran goes nuclear.
But, I mean, now, that has nothing to do with a nuclear bomb. You can't throw a nuclear bomb from a nuclear power plant. Russia's going to take all the things back with it when they're expired.
I wouldn't use that as a sign that things are in Iran are not going nuclear. There's all kinds of tricks. There's all kinds of deceptions. But once you go nuclear, yes, it's a process, and you need scientists, and you've got to take the so-called spent nuclear rods, which in fact are still highly nuclear, and you can turn it into weapons grade. Well, let's put it this way. You don't want Iran going nuclear in theory. Now, look, Iran obviously bribed the Russians. This is such a gutsy and scary scenario that your country is supplying Iran with actual nuclear rods. And by the way, once they're in Iran, it's Iranian guards that are watching them. And there's all kinds of possibilities for making weapons-grade uranium out of this stuff. And look, the Russians walked into something that's condemned by the UN and all the sanctions. I mean, they took a major risk. Now, in theory, you could say it's for their people. They just want money for their people. They're broke. They've got a terrible drought. They're not even sure they can feed their people. They need the money.
You're talking about the Russians now, of course.
The Russians, of course. Right. I mean, why else would they break the sanctions of the UN and sell these rocks? I mean, that's, look, at a minimum, they're breaking international laws, at a minimum. Now, again, Russia needs money, but it doesn't mean that their mafia leaders are going to just give the Russian people the money. Iran successfully bribed Russia, and Russia took a chance. It was worth it for their crooked leaders to take the money and take a chance on World War III as long as they get their money. That's just raw cynicism. But the fact is that in 7 days, Iran goes nuclear. Now, if there's going to be an attack on Iran, you have a week to do it, because after that, you could have radiation all over the place if you bomb it. Once the rods are in, you don't bomb the facility anymore, because the whole world will... Well, you're just going to spread radiation all through Iran, and the winds will take it in unwanted places. You gotta strike now. You have 1 week. That is it. In 1 week, Iran goes nuclear. Now, if your clear predictions that there's going to be an attack on Iran by Israel and the U.S., they have 1 week to do it, after which Iran stays nuclear.
Well, it'll be very interesting. John Bolton this last week, and John Bolton is now one of my favorite people, but he's one of the, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, member of the Project for the New American Century, a real subversive organization. And he says the attack is coming on the 21st. I hope and pray he's wrong, but we'll just have to wait and see how things play out.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous, because 21st is too late. Look, you can't allow the nuclear rods to be placed in the reactor, or you can't attack it anymore. It's irresponsible beyond belief to nuke a nuclear reactor that's online. You have 1 week. We'll see if anybody attacks Iran. The answer, in my opinion, is not a chance. But again, now we have the test coming up. And we have, as I said, 7 days, and then an attack on the Iranian nuclear facility is impractical there.
Well, I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong, but we'll wait and see, Barry. God bless. We'll just hold on and be back in a moment with Barry Shannon.
Just a good old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, it is totally illogical for most of what's going on today. It's totally illogical for Iran to continue enriching uranium when they can purchase the uranium they need for the fuel rods for their electric generating plant from Russia. So, why are they still enriching uranium? Why, I believe, to justify an attack by the United States, but that doesn't make sense. But then most of what's going on in the world really doesn't make sense if you look at it. So let's get to Barry Shamish and what he's going to talk about today. Go right ahead, Barry.
All right. This story just drags on, but it's dragged on in Israel to this day because there's now an international inquiry into the flotilla disaster the very top of Israel's government is actually sitting and taking questions like they're in court. Why Israel agreed to this? Where are the Lebanese leaders? Where are the Turkish leaders? There's all kinds of people who should be sitting in the dock, but of course it's only Israel, and that goes without saying. That Netanyahu and Barak both testified to this commission, which, by the way, the most important fact is so far not even being whispered. And, well, that is who sent Israeli troops into this mass of enemies with paintball guns. That's the question. The number one question in this whole thing, why were the Israeli troops put at risk and forced eventually to fight for their lives, that came from somebody. And while Netanyahu and Barak had slightly different versions of what happened, Netanyahu hinted that his defense ministry, headed by Ehud Barak, of course, planned the mission and Barak said that it was the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, who screwed up the mission and not the defense ministry. So you have the usual running for your lives with slightly twisted testimony close enough to the truth that people might believe it, but with just subtle little twists here and there regarding responsibility and guilt. So Barack says the IDF planned a mission without him, and then the IDF reacted to that. They were very hurt by that. And the chief of staff of the IDF is Gabi Ashkenazi. And after Barack says that the IDF screwed up the flotilla mission, Ashkenazi gave a remarkable quote. Well, it's everywhere in Israel. He says, next time the IDF will use snipers against any flotilla. Now, I want you to know what an incredibly stupid idea that is.
Is that with your high-powered rifle?
I mean, sniper's not right. There to miss. He's shooting at people. That's what a sniper does. Now, and by the way, nobody misinterpreted what he meant by sniper in Hebrew Salafim. Look, first of all, it's a very irrelevant statement, and if it was actual policy, he couldn't have made that statement. But nonetheless, there's a flotilla being leaving Lebanon any day now, and it's all women, all unarmed women. It's a big psychological ploy. I mean, it's drama at the high seas. You start taking snipers and knocking out these women, that is not going to improve the situation one little bit for Israel.
Well, if you were trying to make Israel look bad, you couldn't do a better job.
If he was crazy enough to put the scheme into place, Israel has lowered itself to the level and below of Hamas. Somebody is very nervous in Israel about this inquiry and all kinds of stuff that's simply slightly off the truth is being said. And in the end, of course, the cover-up will work. But, you know, the big one, look, Barack, Ehud Barack, undoubtedly, the Minister of Defense approved this mission. That's where the buck stops. And, he's very good at getting out of terrible messes. You know, Netanyahu and Barack have a very, very long and strange relationship. Now, Yoni Netanyahu, that's Benjamin Netanyahu's brother, was killed during the Entebbe raid, July 4th, 1976. Israeli troops went into Idi Amin's Uganda and released the hostages from a hijacked plane. I mean, this is the stuff, this is Israeli legend. The Entebbe raid, it's just part of the Israeli myth. Yoni Netanyahu died courageously, shot by Ugandan soldiers. There's a big problem, first of all, with the Smith. Now, this happened to me twice. It's secondhand, but I keep hearing it, and I want you to hear this. Two mothers, during speeches of mine in Israel, separately came up to me and said that basically the same story. My son was at Entebbe, and he tells me that our troops shot Yoni. That two mothers, I assume, who didn't know each other either. But nonetheless, it's interesting, but I didn't use it as final proof of anything. But then I kept hearing the story from other people in Israel that Yoni Netanyahu, the hero of Entebbe, was shot by Israeli troops. And it got weirder when people told me something. They said the order to kill him from the Israeli side most likely came from Ehud Barak. Barak was at Entebbe. The reason for this may be
not ordinarily with that unit. Wasn't he assigned there just at the very last minute, we're talking about Netanyahu.
Oh, Yoni Netanyahu, yeah, he was a latecomer. He was brought back to go in. Yes, you're right about that. He was actually brought back from abroad. And you're right, he was a very strange late addition. And he really wasn't the leader of the Entebbe raid. Dan Shomron was the leader of the Entebbe raid. Look, this is how... It's a good point.
Why did they want to kill Netanyahu's brother?
I'm getting to that now.
There's a reason for it.
Now, Barack is... Well, he's now the leader of the Labour Party. Then he was just an up-and-coming Labour Party hopeful. Look, in 1976, Israel was about a year from elections. The Netanyahu family were famous. Well, the father is a right-wing historian, legendary for being a great mind and a great patriot. They were a well-known family because the father was one of the first great Israeli historians and so forth. Now, if Yoni Netanyahu had come back from Entebbe as a hero of this raid, well, he would have gone into politics, which he had stated before Entebbe that he was going to join 76. It was the Likud. Herut became the Likud. He would have... Look, Labour lost the election anyways the next year. Begin became prime minister, but they didn't know that in 76. And if you've got a young, handsome hero from Entebbe, he's going to win the elections.
So you're suggesting that somebody in the government ordered that they would kill one of their own men.
They brought him back. Ehud Barak was the leading... Well, he was the only... Well, no, it's not all. He was the leading Labour hopeful. Also at the raid was Ephraim Sner. Interesting, he was the Minister of Health at the time of the Rabin assassination and saw Rabin's body. You know, Barak and Sner were both high-ranking, youthful Labour Party members. Barak eventually became the Labour's leader, and these are suspicions. I am not telling you fact now, but I heard it all through Israel. I must say, I didn't hear it once or twice. It was already getting near 10 times that people told me this, that Barak, at some point in that mission, had to get rid of Yoni Netanyahu. Now, look... Yoni Netanyahu came back dead, but he was turned into an immediate myth. You know, he was what the United States Army wanted to turn Pat Tillingham into. Pardon me?
Pat Tillman.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Pat Tillman into.
Sure.
That's what they were aiming for.
But they killed Pat Tillman. I mean, he had three bullet holes.
Well, they killed Yoni Netanyahu.
Shot at short range, and everybody in his unit was threatened if they ever revealed what really happened to Pat Tillman.
And they killed Yoni Netanyahu, and they turned him into a myth.
Sure.
There's a very major parallel here. You know, the thing with Pat Tillman that I find interesting, there's a movie about his life coming out today. And yesterday I watched the director interviewed, and the director is Amir Bar-Lev, so he's got an Israeli director. But I'm not sure, again, I'm going off beat a little bit here. Bar-Lev was a major, major general. The Bar-Lev line in the Sinai was named after Major Bar-Lev. I would assume this Amir comes from a very serious military background, and he did this movie where he exploded the Tillman myth. He exploded who he was, and he did not join the army out of patriotism. It was well thought out. He was a thoughtful guy. He did not like what he saw in combat. The whole thing is going to come out today. And I saw a certain irony, again, that an Israeli from a military background, I believe, is bringing up this movie. But let's get back to Barack right now. You've got an issue where, boy, a lot of people think that Barack knocked off Netanyahu's brother. Now, who is Barack? I'm not going to do the same kind of show I did with Netanyahu. But I'm just going to tell you a fact, and you can deal with it any way you want. Barack lost the 2001 elections, this time to Sharon. And he makes an announcement that he is going to the United States to start a business and get rich. Which, you know, is a great idea. Everybody should just announce that they're getting on a plane to get rich. That's what he announced. That when he came back, he would have the money to maintain his political career. He'll be able to afford a good life. Fine. It was a very weird announcement, but he said it confidently. He knew what he was saying. He was saying the truth. He was going to come back rich. Now, here is his schedule. He gets on a plane and flies to Washington, D.C.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. We'll be talking about Barack, the defense minister of Israel. Go ahead. We'll be back in a moment.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest today is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to address their group, and, of course, how they can get to your PayPal button and help support your work.
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. You'll see a box that says find right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. To download a book is $5. More if it's sent to your house, but $5, that's it. The website, which, by the way, we've been hacked, and a phony sign says that we're a Russian site that's going to harm your computer. And it's impossible to get rid of. That site, by the way, is safe to go into, no matter what that notice is. But yes, BarryChamish.com has been sophisticatedly neutralized, and we're having a heck of a problem fixing it.
You're getting your information out, Barry. I think that's a great tribute to you that somebody would go to that effort to neutralize your website.
This is very sophisticated. My webmaster's never seen this. It's a very sophisticated way to neutralize me. And, again, it's harmless. The site doesn't hurt you, but that warning scares everybody off. So at the website is my PayPal button. And, by the way, any contribution is very appreciated. And I will send a nice package to anyone who does contribute at the BarryChamish.com PayPal button. But I will leave a number. If anyone wants the DVDs or to invite me to speak, I confuse Christian groups. I did that in Vermont a couple weeks ago. This is information that was of great interest, even if it harms your sense of reality. You got to know this stuff, in my opinion. I guess a lot of people don't have to know it. Anyways, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, back to Barack. Ehud Barak announces that he's going to quit politics for a little while to go to America and make a lot of money in business. So we follow the trip to America. Barak takes a plane to Washington, D.C., where he spends most of his time. He is now headquartered at the Washington Institute for Middle East Studies. That, of course, is the institute run by Roy. New World Order is the expression given when Martin Indyk, who, of course, ended up the ambassador to Israel, and he's an Australian who somehow is making a very prosperous... he's doing something to make other people very wealthy. And this Washington Institute is where Ehud Barak came and ended up with two or three businesses to explain how wealthy he became all of a sudden. They groomed him to the hilt. Now, Barak and Netanyahu, tonight I'm going to speak about him again, as you know, these guys are both run by the same slimy folks from New York and Washington, the two of them.
And Barak, Go ahead.
No, you were saying?
I'm just saying what you're basically saying is that these people are run by the American establishment. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, but you call it the CFR. Call it what you will. They are certainly not independents. They are simply controlled from Washington, D.C., which is exactly the opposite of what most people think. But go ahead.
Well, it's certainly not the opposite of what I think. I just state the facts.
Go ahead. And,
yes.
No, I agree with you, and this is why I'm really want you to get the information out for our listeners.
All right, look, what's going on is the leaders of Israel are not working for their constituency. They're working against it, and the Israeli public is so confused. Their political reality is so impaired. They don't remember what a democracy used to do, that you went to the elections and you vote for someone who is similar to you in his point of view. Right? I mean, that's what this new generation of Israelis is now just so jaded about their political system. Maybe they've succeeded in changing what democracy actually is. It is not an election where you have basically two choices run by the same person. That's what you've got in Israel, with Barak and Netanyahu running the ship and international inquiries, anti-Semitism spreading over this flotilla, and we still, and I mean big anti-Semitism, the Muslims are playing this to the hilt all through Europe and also on American campuses and stuff. This flotilla has been a disaster for Israel, a PR disaster for Israel. Now, maybe you should know something that you may not understand, and I think you should understand. Israel could care less about anti-Semitism or causing it. For the true blue labor Zionists, and by the way, I think that this also includes even Herut right-wing Zionists, to them anti-Semitism means more Jews coming to Israel. It's the number one cause of emigration to Israel is anti-Semitism. If there wasn't anti-Semitism, the Russians would not have gotten on planes knowing they had to go to Tel Aviv. Shamir changed American law. They used to come to America, but now they were stuck coming to Israel in the early 90s. A million of them got out of there. It's all anti-Semitism. A little economics. When a country has an economic disaster, Israelis return. But what it comes down to is every year Israel is losing 31,000 people permanently. Without anti-Semitism, Israel couldn't maintain its population, and certainly not its professional population, who go from a much, much more lucrative lifestyle in the United States and elsewhere. Israel's got a brain drain that's unbelievable. So what you've got now in Israel, again, thanks to anti-Semitism, you've got Russian doctors. Whoops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemes.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Your guest is Barry Shamish. This is the last segment. Barry, go ahead. You were telling us about Barack, and Barack had flown to the United States to make money. He goes to Washington, and what happens?
Oh, you want me to repeat the whole story?
Well, basically, where did he get the money from, though?
They gave him phony businesses that supposedly he appointed him CEO, and now he's got a couple of businesses, and that explains the money. They arranged it for him. There are ways of arranging wealth for people that look legitimate, and
so
they
like
did that
Cheney
for him.
Leaves the Defense Department after never having had a job. He suddenly becomes CEO of Halliburton for 8 years and then goes back to become vice president, almost as if there was an invisible force behind Dick Cheney. But go ahead.
It's the same idea. You have to make someone wealthy and successful to further their political careers. And Barack got Martin Indyk, the Australian, I don't know what he is, but I really don't, but he certainly worked for the Council on Foreign Relations and is pushing the agenda, a very, very nasty anti-Israel agenda, for that matter. And he's got the defense minister beholden to him for making him rich. That's how tight things are between Washington and Israel. Washington runs the Israeli establishment. Now, again, what they're doing, and I'm now talking this anti-Semitism, because the flotilla spread anti-Semitic acts, assault, arson, the works. It's going crazy right now in Europe, and it's starting on American campuses to get a little, active. This flotilla inquiry is just dragging this issue on and on. But again, Israel is not worried about anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is the only way the country can replace the many Israelis, including a high percentage of their professionally trained Israelis, all right? They go abroad because life is good for them if they are of a high enough professional status, their life is going to improve 10 times by going abroad. So what Israel has been doing has really been exploiting the anti-Semitism. In the case of Russia, they got Russian doctors. You go to a clinic in Israel today, you're not going to get an Israeli doctor. Odds are you're going to get a Russian, because the Israeli doctors are working in Los Angeles, and the Russians are accepting a much lower standard of living because they don't have the same expectations. And, you know, Menachem Begin said this. He admitted it. He said, I love anti-Semitism. It brings a Jew to Israel. This is just not understood. that Israel could care less about the safety of the Jews abroad, because it's their lack of safety that keeps the country afloat. Now, well, we don't really have the time to go into this this subject. It's called the transfer agreement, where the nation, Jewish state, run entirely by the labor Zionists, and it's a long story, but they cut a deal with the Nazis. In 1933, the Jewish agency cut a deal. It went like this. You, the government of Germany, can do whatever you want with your Jews. Make life a misery for your Jews, but we want the Jews to come to Palestine, so we will not organize economic boycotts against you. We, in fact, will fight them. And these boycotts, by the way, could have worked in the early years of Hitler. They could have actually worked, but in Palestine, the Jewish agency, which, by the way, has lots and lots of control over unions all through Europe and America, simply let the Nazis get away with it with impunity. Now, it's a nasty agreement, and I won't go into the full details of it, but in 1932, there were 250 major organizations representing German Jewry. In 1934, there was only one left, and that was labor Zionism. The Nazis got rid of all of their rivals. A very small percentage of German Jews were Zionists in 1932. By 1934, the ones that wanted to survive went to labor Zionist indoctrination camps. And this was god-awful. I mean, they turned doctors, surgeons, the best, well, of the professional class of Germany, and they turned them into farmers. This was the thinking of the Zionists, that a Jew should till his land, and who needs anyone else? We want people to till the land. And these Germans went to these indoctrination camps, which the Nazis permitted, and only permitted German Jews to participate in. And by a mere 4 years later, Haifa was literally a German city. They managed to get about 70,000 German Jews over to Palestine, and then as they got their Jews out, Britain blockaded Palestine from Jews. The war began. Everyone was trapped, but the labor Zionists got the Jews that they wanted, the high-class, professional German Jews who were once doctors, but we transformed them miraculously into farmers. That, by the way, is a précis. You should see the details.
Well, we're out of time, Barry, but I think it's so vitally important that people understand nothing as it appears to be, and that the idea that certain Jewish factions would be working with Adolf Hitler, you really can't understand what so much of what's gone on until you understand labor Zionism, and Barry's written extensively about it. God bless. We'll talk to you tonight.
Got it. Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
It's so vitally important that you understand that what Barry is saying. Netanyahu and Barak, both leaders there in Israel, are both essentially controlled by people here in the United States, not Washington, D.C., but by the invisible government that runs Washington, D.C., which I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Let me clarify the issue as far as certainly nuclear power plants and nuclear weapons. You cannot create a nuclear weapon from a fuel rod. You would have to re-refine it. Now, basically, people try to imagine that a nuclear power plant is going to explode and there's going to be a mushroom cloud. Nuclear power plants create electricity by heating water and generating steam. It is because the nuclear fuel rods create tremendous heat. Now, can they explode? Not a traditional power plant, because they have the dome there. You see the domes, and that's a containment dome in every nuclear power plant, and that's so the radioactivity can't get out. Ordinarily, in America, we cool the fuel rods with water. In Chernobyl, in Russia, they actually did not have a containment plant, a dome there at the plant. They had a tar and gravel roof, and they actually contained or controlled the heat of the fuel rods with graphite. And what happened, something went wrong. The graphite was not cooling properly. There was an explosion, and it was the radioactive graphite that went out through the tar and gravel roof and created the contamination at Chernobyl. This was not a nuclear explosion, but for all intents and purposes, what a dirty bomb would do. And, of course, the radiation came from the radioactive graphite that had been created by cooling the fuel rods. Understand that a nuclear power plant, it may be nuclear, but it has nothing to do with a nuclear bomb. But under any circumstances, I hope and pray that there's not going to be an attack on Iran. But I really believe one is imminent. We're just going to have to wait and see. But when it comes, things are going to change here. They're going to change dramatically in the United States. Make your preparations and hope and pray that I'm wrong. But if I am right, at least you'll be prepared, hopefully financially, hopefully fiscally, but mostly spiritually, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through the very difficult times that lie ahead. If you want to understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's the same story. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the book we carry by Tom Horn, our good friend. It's called Apollyon Rising 2012. And I'm not suggesting things are going to fall apart in 2012, but there are so many amazing things about the book. I think you'll find it fascinating. And, of course, many of the ancient prophecies talked about 2012. It has some significance. What it is, well, we're just going to have to wait and see. We hope, of course, you'll want to get our DVD on the emergence, the coming of the Antichrist by Constance Cumby, the Trilateral Commission by Patrick Wood, excellent DVD, and Patrick does an excellent job. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get my latest talk on the specter haunting America. And it simply goes into how they're destroying the lives of our children, intentionally destroying our lives. We're under attack today, ladies and gentlemen. Are they poisoning our food? Are they poisoning our water? Are they poisoning our children with vaccines, our elderly? Why do you think there's such an increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease? And, well, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0.